This month, Sweden has taken a big step toward becoming a smoke-free country. Swedes recently prohibited smoking in playgrounds, railway stations, and the outdoor sections of restaurants and bars. Smoking inside public establishments had already been banned. The goal is for the country to be completely smoke-free by 2025. Niklas Kvarnström is against that. He lives in Stockholm, and as we were starting to talk, I heard a flicking sound. Did you just light up?
Yeah, I did.
I thought I heard a cigarette lighter. How much do you smoke a day?
I don't know, like maybe 20.
So perhaps an understatement here. Kvarnström is a smoker. He also started a Facebook group to protest a new smoking ban.
Well, I have no problem with a smoking ban in playgrounds and train stations. My problem is that you're not allowed to have a cigarette outside your bar or cafe, especially, I mean, in nighttime. We're all adults and we have a very strict alcohol policy in Sweden as well. So there won't be any children or minors being affected by it anyway. So I think they took it a little bit too far.
Yeah, so you feel the attitude has gotten too repressive now?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Smoking has been banned in bars and restaurants in Sweden since 2005. Do you agree, or did you agree with that restriction when it came in?
Well, no, I didn't. It's a very repressive law. Maybe it would be up to the bar owners or the cafe owners or restaurant owners. It's a consensual thing. I mean, you enter a restaurant where people are smoking. If you're not a smoker and you don't enjoy smoking, well, then you go somewhere else. I don't see the benefits of a total ban.
But that implies that it's the non-smokers who have to change their attitudes, not the smokers.
Well, I get your point, Marco. But still, I think that there are so many non-smokers that wants to be in smoke-free environments. So a lot of restaurants, they would like to have smoke-free restaurants anyway. In Denmark, for example, there are restaurants still, not restaurants, but bars, small bars, where you can smoke. And nobody who doesn't like cigarette smoke would go in there anyway. The majority of places are still smoke-free. So I don't really see the point in banning all of them. No.
I mean, most people feel that it is a government's job to champion a healthy nation and try and counter things that are bad for your health. It's clear that smoking is a dangerous health risk, and the Swedish government seems to be taking that pretty seriously in this kind of smoke-free nation goal by 2025. What is wrong with that approach?
There's nothing wrong with wanting your citizens to be healthy, but there are a lot of things that are not healthy, and you can't really just think about that all the time. You have to think about other qualities to life, and having a cigarette and a beer or a cup of coffee, well, that might kill you eventually. But I think it's also a lot of things are dangerous, and you have to live as well, and living will eventually kill you too. So
do you feel like the laws are judging people like you?
Yeah, I do. Also, people who are bothered by smoking, they will feel that now it's okay to sort of bash all smokers and let go of their hatred towards sort of, I don't know, less fit, less healthy people who sort of, I don't know, threaten the image of how society is supposed to look like.
I mean, the science is also judging smokers. I mean, cigarette smoking kills people.
Yeah, it does. Alcohol kills people too. And fewer people smoke these days, which is a good thing. And I think we can handle the, in Sweden, it's like 9% of the population that smokes.
How long have you been a smoker?
I think maybe since I was 15, 14, 15, something. I started quite early. And now I'm turning 50 this autumn. So, yeah, you do the maths.
Have you ever tried quitting?
Yeah, I did quit for like 10 months a couple of years ago.
Why didn't it take?
Yeah, that's a good question. I visited a friend in Denmark. We went to a bar where we were allowed to smoke, and I asked for a cigarette, and the next day I was back to smoking.
That was
again.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
I think your experience in Denmark is kind of instructive because you went to a bar where they allowed smoking, and you had stopped, and then suddenly you're smoking again. So in a way, that kind of validates what your country, Sweden, is doing.
Yeah, for sure. But still, I don't want to live in a country that is so absolute or so repressive about it.
You'd leave your home country, Sweden, to smoke?
No, not really. But I go on what I call smoking vacations to countries where you're allowed to smoke. And I sit inside bars and smoke cigarettes.
What's the best country to smoke in these days? Like if you had to go on vacation, where is that?
Here it's Serbia. I haven't been there yet.
Serbia.
But, yeah, I'm definitely going there.
You lit up just as we started this interview. You still working that cigarette?
No, I'm working my second, actually.
Okay. Nicholas Kvarnström is Swedish. He's a writer, and he's against the new restrictions on smoking in public spaces that just took effect in Sweden. Thank you for your time, Nicholas.
Well, thank you too, Marco.